This is Rabbi Nathanael Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Wednesday, April 6th, 2022. Finished Chaf Vav Amud Beis 26b, the third section is the blue text. So yesterday we said that maybe the position that everyone agrees that the mum, that the Bechor born with the Mum on Yantif is considered support for Ein Muktzah L'Chatzi Shabbos, that there's no such concept of Muktzah for Chatzi Shabbos, that it becomes Muktzah at some point on Shabbos Yantif, the whole thing is out, right? Because the Bechor was in, it was out, it was back in, and we see that everyone says it's okay. So look at the blue text, Amar Abayi V'Tim Rav Safra, so Abayi and maybe Rav Safra said no, Kigon the Yasve Dayani Hasan. No, the Dayanim is sitting right there. So there's no interim period of prohibition. And therefore, it's very possible that this piece about the Bechor being born with his Mum on Yantif is not a support. It's not a support at all. Okay, Tashma. Now we're going to go back and try and tackle this Chatzi Shabbos, Muktzah of the Chatzi Shabbos again. So, Haya ochel ba'anavim, you're eating grapes, v'hotir v'hel on the gag, la'asos mehen simukim. You bring them upstairs to the roof in order to make, right, raisins. V'te'enim, you bring up figs, v'hotir, and there's leftover, v'hel on the gag, la'asos mehen grogoros. You bring them up to make dried figs. Lo yochal mehen ad shi yazmin bid ba'od yom. Right? You should not, you have this stuff sitting on your roof, right? Get the nice sunlight. You can't partake of them unless you, right, yazmin, unless you do hazmana, you appoint them, you think about them, and they're ready, you're going to eat them, bid ba'od yom, from before Shabbos. Right? V'chein ata motze be'afarsikin u'v'chabushin u'b'sh'ar kol minei peiro. Right, and the same thing is true, right? Not just for grapes or figs, but peaches. Right? They translate this as quince, chavushin, and all other kinds of fruit. I mean, anything you're drying out, you want to partake of it, you have to go and say, "I'm going to use this on." Right, put it in your mind to use it on Shabbos. So Gemara says, "Wait a minute, hey chidami, right?" What stage is this fruit actually in? What's the case? In the chazu, right, if they're already dried, right, they're already raisins, or they're dried figs, or they're, I know how to dried quince, but let's assume that's good. So lama le hazmana, what do you need hazmana for? I mean, right, what do you need to say, oh, I think I'm going to use these on Yantif? They're ready, they're good. And in the lo chazu, if they're not, so ki asman lehu mai have it. The fact that you said I'm thinking about using them. If they're muktzah, they're muktzah. They're not ready to be eaten. They're muktzah. I don't care what you thought. Right? So either I don't need your thoughts or I don't care what you think. V'chi teima. Maybe you'll say delo yada ichazu ilo chazu. Maybe you just didn't know. You didn't go up to the roof for a couple of days. You don't know if they're ready or not. That can't be. V'hamar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, Muktzah shiyabash, right? Muktzah, something set aside that then dries and becomes ready. Ve'en ha'ba'alim makirim bo, and the ba'alim are, right, makirim bo. Mutter, right? Even though the owners don't recognize it, it's mutter, right? It is permitted, so it doesn't matter whether they know or not. So elalav, rather it must be it must be the case that they were ready and then they got something happened, they got unready, right? They were pushed aside, they were made muktzah again, and then they were right, ready for use again. If you want to say that there is no muktzah for Chatzi Shabbos, so lama lehu hazmana. Right? What do you need hazmana for? What do you need this designation? Seems to be yesh muktzah. There is muktzah, therefore we need a designation. But the Gemara says, no, that's not simple either. Elamai, rather what? Yesh mukta. Right, there is mukta for Chatzis Shabbos. But then the Gemara says, ki azman lehu mai habe. Right, so then, if there is mukta for Chatzis Shabbos, who cares if you designated it? Once it became mukta in the middle, you're finished. So here too, we're in that same catch 22. Either I don't need your hazmana, right, because ain mukta, or I don't care about your hazmana because yesh mukta. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha. No, the case is actually different. It has little to do with Chatzi Shabbos, Mukta Chatzi Shabbos or not. De'ichazu velo ichazu. These fruits are in an intermediary stage. They're fit and they're not fit. What does that mean? There are some people who eat it that way. Right? And there are some people who don't eat it that way. Right? Maybe it's not fully dry, but it's pretty close. So some people eat it that way, some people don't. So Asmin, if you designate it, Gali Daiti, then you have demonstrated that you are willing to eat the fruits in this manner. Right? Lo Asmin, but if you don't designate it, so Lo Gali Daiti, you didn't, and then right, you're not using or you're not going to usable fruit. You have to designate it because it's in this interim category in order to be able to use it on Shabbos or Yantam. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira says, let's learn it from somewhere else. Right? Tashma, come and learn. Mipulin ve'adashin. Right? From beans and lentils. How is that going to help us? Tahapulin ve'adashin. You have beans, you have lentils. Dimikara chazu lakos. Initially, they are fit. That lachos is not to a cup, but it is to chew. Right? They would chew on them raw, I guess. Sounds nasty, but that's what the Gemara says. Shadinu b'kedera. You throw it into a pot before Shabbos. It is idcholahu. Right? You set it aside because you're not going to eat it partially cooked. Okay, come back. We'll finish this thought through tomorrow, but this concludes our learning for today, so please come back and join me tomorrow.